Follow me on my journey to become an extraordinary husband. I'll share all of my successes, failures, and secrets I learn along the way. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Ryan Horn, and welcome to the Extraordinary Husband Secrets podcast. And I am back here with part two of how to transform your marriage in 2020. All right, enjoy. So you got to take ownership for what's going on in the marriage, okay? And it doesn't matter if you feel like your wife is 95% at fault and you're only 5% at fault. Guess what? That 5%, you own it. Take control of it. Change yourself first. Work on yourself first. Become the best possible husband you can be. And not only that, but you got to use the right strategies, okay? Because in your mind, being the best possible husband, you could say, oh man, well, I do everything for her. I do this for her. I do that for her. You know, I work so hard for all of our money and she stays home and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? If you feel like you're in that position and, I do everything for my wife. She's not grateful. She doesn't want to work on her marriage. Things are not working out. Guess what? I can guarantee that your strategy is not one. That's the problem. It's your strategy, okay? Because there's one of two things usually in a marriage, okay? Either you got the wrong strategy or you're just not doing anything. Okay, if your marriage is on the brink of divorce, you either got to learn some new skills, and you got to learn skills and strategies that are effective, not just ones that you think should work, because the ones that we think should work usually don't work. Because it comes back to thinking that women think the same way as men, and they don't. So you got to get the right strategies, and you got to get the right mindset as well, okay? You got to take ownership of the situation so you have power. Work on yourself first before you worry about your wife, because your wife will change indirectly when you change. But you've got to do it first. You've got to do it first, and you got to prove it and back up your commitment to change with actions. And when you do that, depending on where your marriage is, if it's in a really bad place, it's going to take a while before you start to see any results. You know, you might be working your butt off with the best possible strategies, doing everything possible to make your wife feel loved. And the first week, she might be unresponsive. She might even be negative towards you trying to make changes. But you got to be resilient. You got to be perseverant. Use perseverance, I should say, and push through that. Because if you do it long enough and you stay committed to it, I can guarantee you that at some point your wife is going to start responding positively to all those changes. There's no way that she won't be able to. Because the reason people want to leave marriages, they want to get divorced, or they want to go have an affair with someone else, is because their needs are not being met in the marriage. So if you can find a way to meet their needs at a really high level and do it consistently, not just, oh man, I did it for a week and it didn't work. Because guess what? If your marriage has been really bad for 20 years, if your wife feels like you haven't understood her for 20 years, you haven't loved her the way she has needed you to for 20 years, 1 week is not going to suddenly transform everything. Okay, it's going to take longer than that. So stick to it. Now, I already kind of talked about this when I went over the limiting beliefs, but I want to talk about what the truth is. So I gave you limiting beliefs, and I talked a little bit about the truth, but I want to go in talk a little bit more about it. So here's the truth about those limiting beliefs, okay? It does not matter how much you love the other person or how much you have in common. You will have struggles and you will have disagreements in your marriage. And if you don't understand the differences between men and women, what they need, and know strategies and tools to use, then you will have pain and you will have hurt in your marriage. I can guarantee you that. Because every single marriage has disagreements. Every single marriage has struggles. Things are going to go wrong in your life. Things are not going to go as planned sometimes. Guess what? Stuff happens. People make mistakes. We're human. The difference between the people that stay married and that have a great marriage, an extraordinary marriage, and the ones that get divorced or stay married and have a terrible marriage. Here's the difference. It's not that those people didn't have the struggles. It's not that they didn't have any disagreements, that, man, they were just perfectly aligned. It's that they had the tools and the strategies to work through it. Because guess what? My wife and I would say we have an extraordinary marriage, and I'm not saying that to brag, but we have plenty of disagreements. We have plenty of struggles. We've been through plenty of struggles, but the difference is that we have the tools and we have the strategies to be able to work through it, and we're both committed to it. And you can learn those tools, you can learn those strategies too. It's not that, oh man, we just weren't made for each other, or things were great, but we just fell out of love, right? Don't buy into that, because it's not true. You have the power. You can learn the skills, the strategies to make things not only survive in your marriage, but to thrive. All right, so the next one, okay? Struggles and challenges do not mean it is impossible to make your marriage work. It just means there's a lack of understanding. And this goes back to the how differently men and women think. And I keep talking about that and trying to drill that into your brain, because it is the number one thing I see over and over again. It causes so many problems in marriage, okay? So if your wife does something and you're thinking in your head, what is she doing? Why is she doing that? Is she crazy? Before you say that, or before you start a disagreement with her, an argument with her, ask yourself this question, and it will save you a lot of pain, okay? Say, what else could this mean? Okay? Your wife's doing something you don't understand. Instead of going, oh, well, she's doing that wrong, or why is she doing that? She's disrespecting me, or she's this, or she's that. Ask yourself, what else could this mean? Because men and women process things very differently, right? There's so many differences in men and women in the way that we think and all of that. So just stop, pause for a second, ask yourself, what else could this mean? Okay, and it will save you a lot of pain, a lot of heartache. I can promise you that. All right, so last one. So we've talked about this a lot, but your wife does not think anywhere even close to the same as you. And it's not wrong. It's just very different. Okay? When you realize that your wife thinking differently than you is not wrong, it's just different. That will help you out a lot, because, man, I can't tell you how many times, and I'm guilty of this too. It's happened many, many times in my marriage, everybody's marriage, I'm sure, okay? I'm doing something and my wife comes along with a different opinion, and I immediately want to say, no, you're wrong. But guess what? Sometimes she's right. And honestly, I think that's part of the beauty of marriage, that we're so different, because if we were the exact same, we would get stuck a lot more, because my wife's point of view is very different than mine. So sometimes when I feel stuck on, I can't find a solution to something, or I'm frustrated about something, she comes in with a totally different viewpoint and can easily see it. And vice versa, I can do that for my wife sometimes too. So that's it, guys. That's all I got for you today. Do not buy into those limiting beliefs. And in 2020, if you don't buy into those limiting beliefs and you realize what the truth is, that you have the power to change, you just need the right tools, you need the right strategies, you got to take ownership of your marriage, your marriage will be extraordinary in 2020. I can promise you that. All right, guys, that is it. I will see you on the next episode. Do you want an extraordinary marriage? Head over to extraordinaryhusbandsecrets.com/coaching, and you can get a free 30-minute coaching call with me personally. I will help you get massive clarity and figure out exactly why things aren't working the way you want them to and what you can do about it. So for a free 30-minute coaching call with me personally, head over to extraordinaryhusbandsecrets.com/coaching, and I will look forward to talking with you
personally.